It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coast to coast. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Monday. Hope you had yourself a wonderful weekend. This is when I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia, but thank you all so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. We got a lot to look at that took place over the weekend. We have more NFL to look at tonight. We got a doubleheader tonight. Jags and the Bills, Washington and the Bengals. We've had some surprises here. Minnesota Vikings, Sam Darnold leading the NFL in touchdowns. Dallas Cowboys not looking good. I'm not going to say that's much of a surprise. Ravens are showing some life. We got a lot to get into just over the next 4 hours. Oh, yeah, by the way, to highlight the Minnesota Vikings and everything that they've been able to do so far, Pete Bursich is going to join us 2 hours from now, Vikings radio analyst. You are in the right place at the right time. You can always listen to the show on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can always listen live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have yourself a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. So much to get into. Man, I hate the doubleheaders, by the way. I will explain. Hey, if you want to communicate here, the phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am everywhere, all over the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere. Hickey, how are you, man? Did you have a good weekend?
JR, I am buzzing.
Oh, no. What happened?
In,
is that
in a
bad
good
or good?
In okay. a very good way.
Okay. Good, good.
Penn State took care of business against Kent State. No Notre Dame 2.0 here.
Colts, I did see that.
Yes. Finally in the win column, although Anthony Richardson did not look great, but hey,
no,
yeah. A win is a win. Not going to complain about it. And the Mets won 3 out of 4 and are about to go to Atlanta and end your season. I am high on life right now. This is a great weekend.
Oh my goodness!
And I'm looking forward to this week.
Good, good. I'm happy. Listen, Hickey, if you're happy, I'm happy. That's all that matters.
And likewise, JR, when you're doing well, I'm doing well.
Yeah, and I feel good. I'm fine. Ready for these. I got to be honest. The football, why do we have these doubleheaders? Am I missing something? We got a football game in about 90 minutes, and then 45 minutes after that, they got another one on a Monday night. What's the point? What are they doing? They're making me choose one?
I don't get it. Who likes this? Well, like, what fan wants to see two games at the same time? That's why I like the primetime games. You just have one game. You can focus. You can lock in. You're not worried about flipping here, going there. If you have multiple screens still, I mean, you can have both up at the same time. But we all know you can't watch two things at the same time.
You can't.
I don't understand it. It's terrible.
I don't know. I'm sitting here in the studio. I'm going to have both games on. You know how much attention I'm going to be able to pay to both? None. None. I'd be like, oh, some guy scored a touchdown. Who is it? Like, it's, anyway, we'll get into this later on. The week, well, I guess week 3 of the NFL season is going to conclude tonight. Jags and Buffalo, and then we have the Washington Commanders taking on the Bengals, who think an 0-2 start is the right way to get into the postseason. T. Higgins is going to be back, so that should be pretty cool. And we'll talk about these games as we get a little bit closer. The Jags and the Bills are going to kick off in 90 minutes. But let's go ahead and bring your attention. So I want to say one of the highlight games of the weekend. Obviously, last night, things didn't go well here in Atlanta, Georgia for the Falcons. The Kansas City Chiefs came in and they walked away with a victory on Sunday Night Football. Thank God there wasn't another game while that one was going on. But earlier in the day, I can't say I was surprised by this because I think the Cowboys suck. But the Cowboys, they lost. We knew that whoever lost this game, they were going to get ripped to shreds. Well, the Ravens, at least on the ground, they ripped the Dallas Cowboys to shreds. And things aren't looking so good for Dallas. They've now started the season 1-2. The Baltimore Ravens avoid an 0-3 start, which would have been a catastrophe for all my folks out in Baltimore. And the Cowboys, well, they just got some work to do. Derrick Henry ran all over him. 151 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson, 87 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Next up for the Ravens, well, they got these Buffalo Bills that are actually playing tonight. But the Dallas Cowboys, they had to play catch up. They had to drop 19 points in the fourth quarter to try to win the game. Didn't work, obviously. I told you about Derrick Henry and his 151 yards on the ground. Dallas Cowboys only rushed for 51 yards. Dowdle had 32. Ezekiel Elliott had 7. Is it safe to say he ain't got no more burst? Is it safe to say them legs are cooked? Cowboys look cooked. I think this is something that we can expect all season long with the Cowboys. There's a, I don't want to call it a nice video clip, but there was a clip of CeeDee Lamb just kind of yelling at Dak. And after the game, Dak was telling everybody we all need to be better. Take a listen to what Dak said about the offense. It's like trying to start up one of those lawnmowers that are broken.
It's a game that we've got to go score 30 in. We know it. We didn't do it. Started late. That's the biggest part of it. The penalties, some errors, I guess you can say, just whether it be alignment, whether it be assignment, we've got to be cleaner. We've got to lock in and be more focused on our job and take accountability every position and grow.
Maybe it's just the talent. I don't know. Maybe it's the lack of talent on the football team. Possibly. Maybe. It was just last week they got destroyed by the Saints. Saints went out there and said, here's 40 plus for you. Baltimore Ravens roll into town. The Dallas Cowboys didn't know until last week what it felt like to lose a game at home. And now they've done it for 2 consecutive weeks. This is a ship that be a sinking. This is going to be a fun ride, or maybe not. It's going to suck if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan. It's going to stink if you are the Cowboys. And Mike McCarthy, he's going to have to witness this and lead this sinking ship all season long before they fire him. Mike McCarthy said, yeah, we didn't realize that the football game started. We took too long to get going.
They started faster than we did. 6 point at halftime. I know as a offensive play caller, I was frustrated. You know, there's a couple of calls I wish I definitely would have had back. You got to love the fight and the effort. Our execution is we need to be better. And when I sit up here and talk about all the work we need to do, those are the things I'm referring to.
Yeah, we're gonna hear this all season long. Might as well get used to it. Dallas Cowboys, they were pretty basic. They didn't do anything in the offseason. Besides give everybody a big contract, they didn't do anything. They brought back Ezekiel Elliott to do what? Because he's, Dak's friend? Not a good look. And it's pretty ironic that Derrick Henry, for a guy who spends his offseason training in Dallas, Derrick Henry, he could have went to the Dallas Cowboys, right? He didn't have to go to the Baltimore Ravens trying to form a 1-2 rushing punch with Lamar Jackson. And so Derrick Henry, he spoke after the game and he says, yeah, 151 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns. Sign me up.
I definitely wanted to come out here and be able to have an impact to give us a chance to win by the way I played. And, I feel like the first 2 weeks, kind of got going a little slow. But like I said, we all tied in together. You know, we all just want to come out here and execute and be able to win. And we did that today. But being in Dallas and, this is where the off season is, where I spend, most of my time in the off season. You know, it felt a little good today. So, yeah, for sure.
This is like, this is like showing off your new girlfriend in front of your old one. I don't know. Not a Dallas Cowboy, but he kicked their ass yesterday. It's funny, Jerry Jones, because what other owner is going to stand around after a game and chat but Jerry Jones? Jerry Jones told everybody why they didn't add Derrick Henry in the offseason, why they added Ezekiel Elliott instead. I guess it comes down to money.
Why can't you buy a mansion when you live in a different kind of house? We couldn't afford it. We can't make that all fit.
As simple as that.
Why can't you buy a mansion if you live in another? Hickey, did you understand? I understand what he meant to say. But did what he say make sense?
No. Like you said, the idea, you know what he's talking about, but did he directly... now I'm pulling like Jerry Jones. Thank you. Explain that? No, he did not.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, there you go. That Jerry Jones talking is contagious now, isn't it?
I guess so. You hear him, and now all of a sudden you forget how to speak.
It's terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And this is what we got for the Dallas Cowboys. Luckily for them, they got another game coming up. I told you these Thursday night football games are absolutely magnificent. Well, damn it. America, get ready. We got Daniel Jones on Thursday night football. The New York Giants are going to take on the Cowboys. And here for the Dallas Cowboys, y'all have to go 2-2, right? You can't take on the... I don't care what the New York Giants did yesterday. They beat the Browns and walked away with a victory. Man, they smacked around Deshaun Watson. That, maybe he deserves to get smacked around, but damn. Is this a game that America wants to watch? I don't think so. Like, the Giants have to lose this one. The Dallas Cowboys can't let the Giants walk away with a victory. The Cowboys cannot fall to 1-3 against the New York Giants. It just can't go down that way. And so at least they'll have a chance and an opportunity to pull the season back at 500. Because where they currently stand is pathetic. I still think the Cowboys will probably barely squeak into the postseason with a record slightly above 500. But there's nothing exciting about this team. Dak got paid, good for him, $60 million a year. CeeDee Lamb got paid, good for him. What are you making, $34 million a year, good for him. Michael Parsons will get paid next year. And Mike McCarthy will be the one guy who's not around to see it. It sucks for the Cowboys. And for the Ravens, good for y'all. 0-3, they are not. Record is now 1-2. And Lamar Jackson, as they get ready to take on the Buffalo Bills next week, Lamar Jackson said, we needed to win this game. What the hell you mean?
We got to win these games to get to the playoffs, man. Win these playoff games to get to the Super Bowl. But it start with the games that's in front of us. So the 0-2 start, we didn't want that to happen. You know, it's obviously as the football league, everyone's good. We can't look at no opponent and think we can go in there and just roll them over like this high school or something or college. We plan on playing walk-on guys.
Okay, let's slow down. Hickey, did he hear Jerry Jones speak too before he spoke at his press conference?
Maybe.
He was talking about Super Bowl. Bruh, just the last part of what you said. Just go out there and win game to game to game to game to game. And it's ironic that the next team that they take on is the Buffalo Bills. Because the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens, they are the two teams in the AFC that can never, well, for the most part, never, you know, get past the Chiefs. I mean, we're waiting for these guys, these $55 million quarterbacks. We're waiting on one of them to go to the Super Bowl. Josh Allen can't get over the hump. Lamar Jackson can't get over the hump. And let's see what they do next week. But the Buffalo Bills, they have their work cut out for them today against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who, unfortunately for Trevor Lawrence, they cannot keep that man upright. And Trevor Lawrence looks like he is seeing the ghosts that Sam Darnold used to see, because Sam Darnold is actually looking like the quarterback that the Jets hoped that they had. But we'll get into Sam Darnold. I told you, we'll talk to Pete Bursich in 2 hours from now, Vikings radio analyst. We're going to get into some other games as well. The Raiders were back to being the Raiders, just a joke. I can't believe the Panthers, or maybe not. Every now and then you switch the quarterback and you get a jolt. That's what happened for the Panthers as they took on those Raiders. We'll talk more about the Buffalo Bills. The Miami Dolphins had another quarterback who went down. The Packers are looking good without Love. I know everybody needs a little bit of Love, but not the Packers right now. And Justin Fields, is he the full-time starting quarterback for the Steelers? Is Russell Wilson praying for his job back? Man, it hasn't even played yet. We're going to get into that. Billy Napier actually beat a team. A team that he should have beat. And when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to take a look at some other college football action over the weekend. Sharon Moore picked up a victory with Michigan. Arch Manning looked good, but not as good as last week. In Tennessee, I told you all on Friday, They had nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Tennessee beating Oklahoma. I expected that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You can expect from me to be here on the other side of the break. Happy Monday. If you want to call me up, it's simple. I'm here. I can talk. We can converse. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The phone lines are open. I'm going to talk some college, get back to some NFL. I'm here, I'm happy, and I hope you are too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. But I want to tell you this, that you should listen up. Sports fans, listen up. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening. Because health, it's a long game, and it's yours to win. Now, here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 40 cents for every purchase of Shields, Guards, and Real Fit products. Void in Mississippi. Learn more at Depend.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, much love to everybody out there on their way to work, leaving work, telling that boss, whatever the hell you tell a boy, I don't know. Make sure you keep your job, though. The number is 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Getting ready for this doubleheader in the NFL tonight. Jacksonville Jaguars, Buffalo Bills, Washington Commanders, 0-2 Bengals. And we also had college action over the weekend, which I think we all know. And Saturday, as Hickey mentioned, Hickey, when a game is a blowout. What, Penn State, what was it, 54 to nothing, 56, 55 to nothing?
They won 56 to nothing.
Over. What are you doing? Like, you just watching a game, you at a bar, you at your house, you just, do you quit, you turn it off, do you drink? Like, what are you doing?
I was at my house on Saturday, my parents' house on Saturday. Okay. I had some family over.
Beautiful.
We turned that game off pretty fast, I'll be honest with
you.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Oh. We had USC, Michigan on. My family's big Notre Dame fans. They were playing Miami, but struggling with Miami of Ohio. So that game was on. That was – I put it on my computer for a little bit, but, you know, when it's 42-0, do I have to sit there locked in? No. So they got very little love and attention, I will say, this weekend.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure because I'm like, I'm checking out. I mean, at halftime, I'm done. Like, at halftime, I'm finished.
I figured you'd be done by the first quarter. I figured you probably wouldn't even tune in. I'll skip that one. Final score, 56-0, makes sense.
I just looked at the score. That's it. You're right. There's no reason for me to watch that. None at all.
If there was a reason for you to watch, that's bad news.
Mm.
You know,
why?
The spread is 50 points.
For you? For you?
Yeah. Yeah. If you say, you know, I am compelled to put this game on, that means only one thing. It's a close game.
Yeah. Yeah, like
nobody wants that.
And well, I want
I don't want that. I'll say I do not want that, and thankfully did not get that.
Yeah, you wish every game you played was a blowout. But you did mention what was a good game, a close game. Michigan came out on top of USC. It was a good game all the way around. Michigan needed that rushing touchdown late to walk away with the victory. Miller Moss had 3 touchdowns. We saw Alex Orgie get a start for Michigan. They didn't need this man to throw the ball. He only threw for 32 yards. But as a whole, Michigan just, they ran all over the place. They had almost 300 yards rushing on the ground, including the most important touchdown as Mullings kind of punched the ball in less than 40 seconds in the game to win it for Michigan. Michigan now has a record of 3-1. I got to be honest, though. Let's be real. This is still a transition season for Michigan. Do I expect them to make the playoff? Yes, because they're now 12 teams. If we were still down to the 4, I would say, I'll pass. But Michigan will get into the playoff, and then everybody will just, they'll lose, and then we move on to next year, which at some point, I assume Michigan will be punished, you know, for some of their sign stealing. You know, I think that's going to come eventually. But Sherrone Moore, he spoke to the media, and he says, yeah, I'm proud of my guys. Let's take a listen if he cried. Probably not.
The best thing about our team, we got a team. And, you know, whether you run it, whether you throw it, you know, say you should throw it more, we won. And we beat a good team, you know. So, for us, that's what it was all about.
Yeah, they got the Gophers next, okay. They'll take care of those guys. The Wolverine. Hickey, what happens if you put a Wolverine and a Gopher in a room?
Does not end well for the Gopher.
No, it doesn't. It's not. Not going to end well for them at all. That's what we can look forward to next. I won't be watching that game. Hey, a game that I tried to watch and I said, I'm not watching this crap either. This was another ass whooping, a blowout. Arch Manning officially getting his first start. None of this coming in for relief stuff with Quinn Ewers and his abdominal issue. I wanted to see what Arch Manning was going to do. There were no 5, 6, and 7 touchdowns. They didn't need him to. But the Longhorns beat Louisiana Monroe 51-3. 51-3. It's pathetic. Arch Manning had 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Not what you would expect or want. A matter of fact, he basically started the game off with an interception. Yeah. I'm a little disappointed in Arch. He's still learning. Matter of fact, he says, you know what? I didn't need to do all the work. We got better guys here. The offense is great. So, yeah, I stunk, but, you know, we got a great team.
Having so many playmakers around you, it's definitely brings up the comfort level for me. We had a bunch of different receivers catch balls tonight. So just getting them in space and having them make plays is huge.
Oh, man, what a Manning. Somebody put some enthusiasm into his body. I guess he's going to have to retire and sit on ESPN before he says anything worthwhile. His coach, Sark, he says, I'm happy with how Arch did.
He took his shots, and we hit them, and we missed a couple. To be fair to him, I maybe should have found some other just kind of completions in there to keep his rhythm. I thought we kind of did that there at the end of the third quarter. You know, hit a slant, hit a couple kind of simpler type throws, because I'd like that completion percentage to be a little higher than it was tonight. Hey, learning lessons, right? I mean, that's, you know, to think he was going to come out and play a perfect game, I don't think anybody in here thought that. We thought he was going to prepare really well, work really hard, do everything he could to play good football. He was going to have some lessons learned, and I think that's what tonight was about.
Oh, how nice. How nice. Hickey, I got some research to do. What the hell is going on in Cincinnati? Do you see this in Cincinnati? Is it like some basketball thing going? Like, what are we doing?
Jaden Daniels warming up with a basketball?
Yeah, he's bringing out a basketball. But then at the other game in Buffalo, Tracy McGrady and Vince Carter are standing around in Buffalo Bills gear. Did you see that?
I did. I did see that.
What the hell is that about?
I guess the Bills are Toronto's team, right?
Oh, okay. Closer proximity. Okay. All right. Uh-huh. And I did see Vince Carter is going to be inducted into the Raptors. Well, they're going to retire his number. They don't have a Hall of Fame because they're basically a baby of a franchise. I guess they heard the news from the Brooklyn Nets, which made no sense to me, and they said we need to retire his number first. So, yeah, good on Tracy McGrady and Vince Carter, Buffalo icons. Okay, I guess. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of an icon, and another matchup that we had over the weekend, all my friends that love Tennessee were happy about this, Josh Heupel. This is basically a revenge game for him. Knocking off the Sooners. They beat him 25-15. I guess Tennessee can't smoke everybody by 50 and 60 points. Not too bad. Josh Heupel told everybody, no, this was not a revenge game. It wasn't.
This game was never about me coming back here, not for this football team. And I say all that. They also understood that this one was a little bit different for me personally, too. But that's not what it was about. But I do appreciate, you know, their recognition of that and wanting that for me.
Oh, man, they got a club in the back, Hickey? They got a club Tennessee? What was that?
Oh, the music was blasting in that visitor locker room.
You want to tell me this was not a revenge game? Come on now. The guy played quarterback out there. The man was the offensive coordinator. Revenge game. 855-212-4227. Paul is calling from Rhode Island. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. What's on your mind, Paul?
Well, thank you for taking my phone call. I gotta say, the reason I'm calling you is because what the hell happened in the NFL this weekend? And I'm going to say, next thing you know, why bother drafting players? All right. And
you can
I just think that the players that they draft, whether you're three, whether you're four,
okay,
it's amazing how imagine
okay, I'm trying.
Neighbors made it. He's not going to be there for long. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Neighbors and is not going to be there for long, and now no seams.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Paul, for calling from Rhode Island. I know we talked about listening to Jerry Jones and having the unique ability to forget how to speak. It seems that Paul is certainly afflicted with the same thing. Hickey, how much time do you think he spent listening to Jerry Jones?
Too much.
It's too much.
Clearly
time.
Way too much.
I don't know. He said something about the draft, and all I heard was Malik Nabers, and he's not going to stay there for long, as I guess with the Giants. Okay. I think the Giants got bigger issues, like what happens with Daniel Jones. And if you can't get enough of the New York Giants, you don't have to wait too much longer. The Giants are going to take on the Dallas Cowboys this Thursday, Thursday Night Football. America's team versus a disaster. Another disaster. Not as bad as them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. Speaking of a disaster, that's why I laughed last week. Gardner Minshew was just like, it doesn't matter who doesn't believe in us. We believe in ourselves. It appears that his own head coach, Antonio Pierce, doesn't appear to believe in some of his own players. He doesn't think some of his own players showed up for work. And some of them checked out. Davante Adams sat on the bench heading into halftime, kind of shook his head. There's some weird things going on with the Raiders, but what else is new? And to lose to the Panthers as well? Andy Dalton getting a start? It makes the story all that more interesting. We're going to talk about the Raiders, and it's still dysfunctional. And we'll talk about the Panthers getting a little bit of a jolt and a shock with Andy Dalton leading the way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. And shout out to everybody tuned in and locked in coast to coast. Yesterday, oh my goodness, I can't say I was surprised. And these are the type of things that happen, especially when you have a quarterback switch. It's officially been a week since Bryce Young was demoted as starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. And the new head coach of the Panthers, Dave Canales, basically told him, hey, man, have a seat. Sit down. You stink. I'm sure he didn't tell him like that, but the sentiment is there. So Andy Dalton was going to be tasked with taking over. And I think we can all assume there will be a point in time where Andy Dalton gives the job back to Bryce Young. Maybe it is as a result of an injury or, I don't know, maybe he gets knocked around and Bryce Young goes back out there and he just takes the job the rest of the season. But for right now, Bryce Young is having to sit under the learning tree on the bench for the Panthers. Cold, cold bench. Anyway, the Panthers went to Vegas. The Panthers beat the Raiders. And let's be real, the Raiders were all flying high based on that victory they had last week against the Baltimore Ravens. But it's still the Raiders. Come on now. And so the Panthers went out there with their semi-geriatric quarterback, and they won. That's it. The Panthers beat the Raiders 36-22. Andy Dalton passed for more than 300 yards, had three touchdowns. Chuba Hubbard was like, oh my God, they're not just trying to slow me down at the line of scrimmage. He rushed for more than 100 yards, 114. Deontay Johnson, he's like, oh my God, somebody that can actually throw the ball. 122 yards and a TD. The Panthers looked like a football team. Andy Dalton, the veteran, well, he's seen it all. He knows what the hell he's doing. And the Raiders, well, the Raiders know how to choke. This is what we can expect for them. They fall to 1-2. Gardner Minshew, you know, he's seeded way to Aiden O'Connell at the end of the game. Antonio Pierce is like, hey, don't look anything into it. The game just, well, we just suck. So why not give another guy a chance? And Davante Adams, four receptions for 40 yards. How much longer is this guy going to be in Oakland? They got to move him eventually, right? Or Vegas. I want to call him Oakland so bad I do it anyway. I'm not sticking around for this crap show. Especially when you have Antonio Pierce at his press conference at the end. He's just like, some guys made a business decision. And if you've watched sports long enough, a business decision is when you decide you just ain't going to do your job. I made a business decision. You know what? I'm not going to stand in front of this guy to tackle him because he might embarrass me. I'm just going to half-ass it. A business decision. Oh, do I want to, you know, try to block the shot or get dunked on? I'm going to give up the points anyway because I don't want to be embarrassed. A business decision. Antonio Pierce was calling out the effort of his own players. This is what he had to say after the game.
The team just didn't seem to show up tonight.
No, they didn't. I think as the game went on, I don't think it was a team. It was. I think there was definitely some individuals that made business decisions. And we'll make business decisions going forward as well.
Oh, damn. Davante Adams, he was just like, man, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Hickey, how long is that? Is he going to get traded in the season? He should just demand a trade to the Jets today.
I don't think so, just because I think if you're the Raiders, you can get more back in the trade in the offseason than you could right now if you trade him in, I don't know, 5 weeks or so.
What happens if he doesn't want to be there, though?
Well,
that's a different thing, right? Use some of that leverage, one of the best in the game.
And we'll see how much, you know, the Raiders have to stand on. We've seen plenty of other players request trades. Brandon Ayuk, Blaze example. And that gets situated in season. A little different monster. But we'll see if that trade request does come down. If you're the Raiders, you know, do you stand on what you believe in and keep them? It'll be interesting to watch.
Isn't this a very Raiders thing, though? I mean, just the way the season has gone. And then you lose. It's not a surprise that they lost to the Panthers. Not at all, I don't think.
I would agree. Yeah, this kind of had... Isn't that classic Raiders? And that's kind of, I think, why what you meant before. Like, they win a game that no one thought they had any business winning. Very next week, they lose a game in which they had no business losing whatsoever at home. The Raiders are not a total dumpster fire because otherwise they'd just be irrelevant and you'd stop talking about them. They do just enough to keep it interesting. Maybe you can kind of take them like half seriously and then they just have a performance like this. Getting diced up by Andy Dalton. You're like, okay, that's just the Raiders.
Yeah, no, they are a consistent dumpster fire. That's what they are. have you seen the meme where the dumpster is like just, it's on fire and it's just rolling down the hill and it's, you know, just keeps on going. Like, okay, it could stop, it could keep going, but it just keeps on going. That's the Raiders. It's just the Raiders thing, whatever. If you want to have something interesting to watch, the Raiders take on the Browns next week. And so if you want to flip a coin as to which team is going to look worse, I don't know how that's going to go. That's what you call a pick'em game for trash. It's like somebody trying to sell you something on the street. It doesn't matter what they offer you. You know it's going to be trash. You know, there's nothing positive coming out of it. But congratulations to the Panthers for picking up a victory. Andy Dalton getting a start. Three touchdowns. He says, oh, yeah, we were rolling.
I mean, it felt great. Obviously, for me to get an opportunity to be out there and for it to go the way it did, couldn't have drawn it up any better. I thought our guys came out with the right attitude, the right mentality from the start, and we never slowed down. And that was the fun part about it, is it wasn't we didn't just put one drive together. We were able to do it the whole game, play complimentary football, and... Guys were having a ton of fun, and that's how it should be.
Damn. What did I say for Bryce Young? No fun when you're losing, right? None at all. I wonder what those private conversations are like between Bryce Young and Andy Dalton. It's just like, listen, man, just sit here and learn, and you'll get your chance and your opportunity again. Right now it's me. Probably not that way. But I know somebody else who's happy. Dave Canales, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. He got his first career victory. Doing all that work down in Tampa on the offensive side of the ball, and now he's the head coach. Hey, Dave, how does it feel to get a W?
Oh, I'm smiling inside. I'm absolutely beat. This has been an amazing, amazing week, but again, just a really heavy week. Just with all the factors, you know, and just getting back to work and continuing to push to establish our culture and the process. So I'm thrilled. I'm so joyful.
I'm happy for all of the Panthers. It's still going to be a miserable ass season. I guess people will be miserable until, well, I guess they'll be even miserable when Bryce Young starts again. I think it's inevitable that he starts again. And he doesn't even have an injury. And unfortunately, oh my goodness. Hickey, speaking of dumpster fires, are the 49ers turning into one for this season already?
They are in terms of, I guess, injuries, if you want to call it that. Yeah, this is piled up. This is bad. This is really bad, JR.
So the 49ers lost to the Rams yesterday, 27-24. And we got some news that's just popped up here on the Monday Night Countdown. Brock Purdy is scheduled to have an MRI done on his back. We already know about some of the major injuries to the 49ers. Also, Javon Hargrave is done for the rest of the season. It appears that he tore his triceps. Deebo Samuel has been dealing with a calf issue. And Hickey, what's the deal with Christian McCaffrey? He got a calf and an Achilles. What's going on with him?
Right, and obviously he was placed on IR, so he's out for the first four games. Well, Kyle Shanahan revealed over the weekend, Christian McCaffrey traveled to Germany, and he's expected to spend a few days there to get help for his ailing Achilles.
Oh, no, that's not good.
That is really bad.
That's the, I don't want to say exploratory surgery, but there's certain surgery, like Kobe Bryant, for instance. He went out to Germany years ago when he was alive and he was playing basketball, obviously. And he got a procedure done. I think it's the blood spinning. I don't know if that's approved here in the United States of America, but when you're superstar running back, you're paying $16 million a year for, has to go to Germany to have a procedure done. Well, I mean, damn. It's not looking good for the 49ers. And typically, this is what slows teams down. Injury. This is the NFL. This is what it comes down to. But when Brock Purdy has a back issue and Christian McCaffrey's having to go to Germany and now you're losing a defender like Hargrave, like this is not good for the 49ers and what stands for the rest of the season. You want to know who's behind Brock Purdy on the depth chart? Josh Dobbs and Brandon Allen. You want to talk about a team that's going to go nowhere? The 49ers might as well just pack it in for the season if their players are not going to be healthy, specifically Brock Purdy. And this really sucks for Brock Purdy because we know this is supposed to be the, I don't want to say the coronation, but this is supposed to be due time for him to prove himself for one of these 50, 55, and $60 million deals. If there was one player I think anybody would want to see kind of cash out on this season, it would be Brock Purdy. Kyle Shanahan, as Hickey said, he said that Purdy is tending to a sore back and is considered day-to-day. And so, Hickey, if his back is sore, now he's going to get an MRI, he should just do nothing for a couple days, right? He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
I had a back injury last week, kind of like the left lower side kind of hurt a little bit. I didn't do anything for a few days. Guess what? I feel a lot better.
Or you can be like me. Well, my back has hurt for like a month, and I guess I'm starting to feel better now.
Wow.
Whose back injury should he choose, mine or yours?
Take mine. Take mine, Brock. Okay.
What'd you do? You pulled something in the gym? What were you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Doing some like rows on, sideways rows and just kind of jerked. Oh! Ooh, you feel that little twinge? Okay, my day's done.
Man, a couple of years ago, I was doing crunches, and I was sitting up, and I leaned back, and my back went, no, not today, bruh. Not today. A sucker pulled. Backs are terrible. Why do we have backs? Huh?
That's a great question. If we could eliminate the back, I would be all for it.
Like, how many people? Have you ever heard of a human that has never had a back issue?
No. Impossible.
It's terrible. It's like, why? I just want to stretch it out and live. I don't want to deal. And good luck to Brock Purdy. And good luck to the San Francisco 49ers. And Christian McCaffrey, man, we might not see this guy play all season long. I'm not betting on it. But, I mean, sheesh, you got to go to Germany to get a procedure done? Okay. If you want to find the bright side for the San Francisco 49ers the rest of, not the season, but immediately, they have the New England Patriots next. They should be able to beat the New England Patriots with, I don't know, me and Hickey on the team. No disrespect to the Patriots, but a little bit. Good luck to the 49ers. They need prayer. They need doctors, and they need help. Man, they even got Germany involved. They're going to German hospitals to get Christian McCaffrey all fixed up. And just don't eat the food out there. Just come back healthy. This sausage. Hickey, he doesn't eat any of that stuff anyway, right?
No.
Christian McCaffrey's not having schnitzel and a beer?
He's probably bringing his own food, I bet.
I'm sure. You're right. I think he is.
I don't know if schnitzel will help that Achilles out. I don't know. And maybe that's why he's going.
Well, we'll find out soon enough. Well, maybe not, because we won't see him play for a bunch more weeks at minimum. Good luck to the 49ers as they are falling apart at the seams. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of falling apart at the seams, great transition. The Dolphins are done for the year. They are. They're done. Tua Tagovailoa went down, concussion. We don't know if he's going to return, when he's going to return, even though he's on IR. And then their next quarterback went down. They're going to have, they should just have Tyreek Hill play QB. We're going to talk about the Dolphins, and then, Buffalo Bills getting ready to play the Jags. They get started about 20 minutes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.